Welcome back to Sports Day on this Friday night. Mark Redding sitting alongside Paul Hazelby. And great to catch up with Perth Wildcats Associate Head Coach Mike Kelly to kick off this part of the program. Mike, thanks for joining us tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
We're going to talk a lot about the Wildcats, but we've previously in the show been waxing lyrical about the plight of Ben Simmons at the Philadelphia 76ers. I'm sure you've been paying close attention. What have you made of it?
Yeah, it's a really tough situation. I really don't know the inside scoop. So I love Ben Simmons as a player and want to see him do really well. And it's a shame that it's just kind of hit rock bottom over there. It seems like he doesn't want to play for them and they didn't say all the right things finishing up last year. So seems like a bad relationship. So not sure where that's going.
Is he doing damage to his brand at the moment? If you are another club out there and you're sitting back watching what's going on, are they likely to want to have him a part of their program given he's going to come at a cost?
Well, yeah, I definitely think that he's not doing himself any favors. Just, and I'm saying this, you know, seeing 10 seconds on Twitter of a video of him where it doesn't look like he's, you know, going that hard in training. So it's hard for me to say because I know, I mean, he's one of the best players in the world. Mm-hmm. So he should be playing basketball at a high level. But yes, I think people would be definitely checking really diligently to see what's going on there before wanting to throw him onto their team, which is a shame because he is so good and has done so well over the years.
Well, it wouldn't happen to the Wildcats, and you can comment on the Wildcats because you've been up close and personal. You're essentially the coach at the moment because Scott Morrison is yet to arrive in town. How has it been with all this playing group coming together and you being in charge?
Yeah, it's been very interesting. You know, it's definitely huge group effort. A lot of Zooms, you know, a lot of Zoom calls where Scott Morrison from Canada right now has been kind of talking to the guys and running through like film clips and basically doing our meetings two or three times a week that way. And then also coaches meetings the same way. And then we go out on the floor and try to execute it. So yeah, it's so different. I think we've handled it about as well as we can. The guys have been super professional and I think they're, you know, almost a self-led team as far as the players are pros and they've been together, some of them, for a while, the core group, you know, Jesse Wagstaff, Bryce, Mitch Norton, Todd Blanchfield. These guys, they know basketball and they know what to do. So along with our staff, it's been, you know, relatively smooth, even though it's a different situation.
Do you have any concerns, despite all that, how self-driven this team is, Mike, that I think early December, first match, that time is of the essence, or is it a case of most clubs are in the same boat?
No, I think we're in a little different boat. But so there's definitely, not that it's a concern, overly being concerned with it, but it is different. So we have to be really good with the way we're doing it, and I think we are doing it well. But I think the sooner that Scott Morrison is on the floor, you know, talking to the players in person and making adjustments on the fly in person, the better we are. So I'm excited that it sounds like he's, I don't know how soon, but it sounds like he's going to be here soon. And I think the sooner the better. I mean, it's just a matter of fact, if he gets here and he can put in his, the way he wants to do things, and I think it's just easier doing that face-to-face. But it's been interesting to see how well the guys have picked things up and as we put in different structures to what they've run over the last few years. And so I'm in two minds, but it's always going to be better when Scott's here in person.
The squad was a bit banged up towards the end of last year. Let's go through a few of the players. Give us a synopsis of how they're going. Bryce Cotton, of course, the number one man, didn't play in the finals last year.
Right. Yeah, he looks great. You know, I've been here almost 3 months now, maybe 2.5 months, and he was kind of just starting up as I as I got here, and he looks fantastic right now. And I think he's feeling really good about himself too.
Mitch Norton?
Yeah, Mitch is did end up having a little surgery, if any surgery can be called little, and he's recovering well and is close to being back to full speed.
Todd Blanchfield, the other one that I understand will miss a bit of basketball.
Yeah, he did something to his knee, had surgery, and that was just something that he wasn't even sure exactly what happened during training. But the next morning, there was some damage in there, so they went in and fixed it up. And he's doing really well in his recovery, and I think he's even ahead of the schedule that they initially set, knock on wood. But, yeah, he's been great in his recovery, and hopefully we'll only miss a couple of games or a few games somewhere in December.
One of the rising stars of the team is Luke Travers. How has his off-season been? Because I think he's pretty important. I think he's going to have a big future, not only for the Wildcats, but potentially higher.
Yeah, he's been really good. And he's one of the guys, you know, I had been as an assistant coach when Todd was in Townsville, Mitch was in Townsville, and same with Todd in Melbourne. So knew him, knew Majuk very well, and didn't know Luke very well. So it's been really kind of a revelation for me to see him on the daily, and he's been really good. Like, you know, great in the gym and increasing strength, and then also on the floor. He's just dynamic for being 6'8", sees the floor really well, has a great feel for the game. So I think he's been really good. And we're just going to try to continue to develop him.
Speaking with Associate Head Coach of the Wildcats, Mike Kelly. Now, Mike, we know what Trevor Gleeson did as a coach, and we'll just touch on his progress with Toronto in just a second. But with regards to what we see on game day, are you expecting pretty much the same philosophy or Scott completely different in what he wants from his team and the way they go about it?
Well, I think it's going to be a very different look from the way we're going about things right now. I don't know that the philosophy, you know, Perth has always been known as a very tight group that's been built with, you know, character first, chemistry second, and talent third. And they've had plenty of talent, the Wildcats, over the years. And I think you'll see that again this year. And I think high character guys. So I think a lot of the things will be the same as far as how character-driven this team is and how hard it plays. But I think it's going to be very different in that it's going to be offensively maybe a little more open and free-flowing, kind of that NBA style that Scott Morrison has been a part of over the last 7 years or 6 years. And so it'll be interesting to see how our guys adjust to that and, you know, use it to their advantage.
How's Vic Law looking on the court?
Vic looks good, long and athletic, and he's got a little, came in with a little personality and a little chip on his shoulder, which is fun. He's kind of an edgy guy on the court and, you know, wants to put a stamp on the game. So it's fun just seeing him every day.
Matt Hodgson, the other one, yet to join training. And Michael Frazier, and of course the coach. When do you think you'll have them all together assembled, ready to go for a group training session?
That's such a great question. That's the question we ask ourselves every day. But we're hoping, you know, Matt just arrived. So he's coming in from Queensland. So he does have to quarantine. If that changes, maybe he'll get out of quarantine a little bit early. And get to jump on the floor whenever that happens. But I'd say in the next 2.5 weeks, we hope to have everybody on the floor and everybody together and then getting ready for the preseason tournament down in Tassie.
Mike, been a pleasure having a chat to you. There's a bit of uncertainty with regards to the Wildcats, the squad, and how it's all going to look in early December for the tip-off of the new season. But we appreciate your time tonight and best of luck for the upcoming season.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
There it is, Mike Kelly, Associate Head Coach of the Perth Wildcats. Speaking of Trevor Gleeson, as I mentioned, he's now with Toronto. They play their second match of the NBA season tomorrow against the Celtics. They're 0 and one defeat so far. But early days for Trevor Gleeson in his new role across there in Canada.
They've still got a bit of time, haven't they? December 3, the first game. And, geez, that's exciting. Listen to Mike Kelly about the offense that they're going to bring, this run-and-stun style that we see in the NBA. It's always been defensive and built around defense here at the Wildcats, but it's going to be fascinating to see it play out, particularly with a lot of those big recruits they brought in.
Yeah, great to hear from Mike Kelly from the Wildcats. Coming up next, we're talking Matildas and EPL with Daniel Garb. This is Sports Day on the Friday night. Mark Reddings and Paul Hayes will be with you.